Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey everybody, in this episode of the Riverdale After Show, we're breaking down Season 3, Episode 21, Chapter 56, The Dark Secret of Harvest House. Betty finds out what's going on at the farm. Archie and Hiram duke it out there. And do you know where your kidneys are? Because Edgar ever never does. Let's do it.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Riverdale After Show. Bring it in with that nice punk of the new theme song. That's all right.
What?
Hey, everybody. We're bringing down every episode of Riverdale airing Wednesday nights on the CW. I'm Frank Moran.
Hey, guys. I'm Sam Davidson. I'm in the live chat, and I'm so excited to be back. Hey, I'm Elena Jordan.
I'm Zach Peter. Hi.
And making us look and sound even better is Jonathan in the booth.
Jonathan in the booth.
As always, folks, like us on Facebook, give us those 5 stars on iTunes, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and as Sam mentioned, she's got her computer up and running, so hop in the chat, share your thoughts. She's been loving what you've been saying so far, so keep it up.
I have. You guys spoiled it for me, but it's not your fault. It's my fault, so we'll get into
it. Social media can bite you back.
I know.
It always does. Don't
chat while we're watching the show. You gotta wait.
That's right.
Until we're recording. Wanted to say hi. Because you guys get overzealous, and we're here for it.
So we'll be bringing on the episode. We'll do our class president and class clown, and then we'll round it out with some news and gossip.
Oh my God, yes.
There you go. But before we dive into the show in detail, Zach, what did you think of the episode overall?
I liked it. I thought it was good. I liked the fighting scene because we really got to see Hiram's abs, which was like my favorite part. I liked that we finally found out what was going on inside the farm and that he was taking people's organs because that is wild.
I love that it was literally the farm. Like, it's an organ farm. Like, I was like, oh, it's so on the nose. And I didn't think of it. So I actually really liked that. And I loved all of the horror movie references. Except for I'm not a big Blair Witch fan, but I'm huge on Urban Legend. Yes. The taking the kidneys completely, like that whole thing is Urban Legend, and then the I Know What You Did Last Summer with the drag across.
I hate that Hell's Path though.
So good.
Well,
and Carrie. Yeah, shout out to Carrie.
I thought it was the best episode we've seen probably in like six episodes or so, and there's a lot of things that, you know, don't make sense, but we just have to put that away, that side of us that wants to make sense of Riverdale. And even though this episode was crazy, my supernatural theory, I'm kind of backing away from it. I just think these people are dark. They're dark AF.
Yeah.
And that's not supernatural. That's just crazy. And
just
so
messed up Lord of the Flies.
But
kid.
I did have a lot of theories in the past that I think have kind of come into fruition, which was, I think, Polly being crazy, which we'll get into. But yeah, I liked it because it made me feel like I was right in some way.
What'd you think, Frank?
I think this just tells me that Riverdale either needs to have a shortened season or it needs to do two distinct story arcs in their seasons. Because like, this was a nice episode to get answers. But man, we spun a lot of wheels and a lot of episodes leading up to this that we could have just chopped that all down and really kept a lot of forward momentum this season.
Yeah, there was a lot of like Betty breaking in and out of the farm like 15 times. Like, we didn't need to see that. She could have found out it was an organ farm a long time ago.
Yeah, just get a tractor, you know, roll in and out of there, get some organs, take them out, give them to people that need them. Maybe that's where it's going. Who knows?
What is an organ farm? Like, what is he actually doing? I didn't understand that.
He's kidnapping people, basically, brainwashing them, putting them in this cult.
Got that.
And then harvesting their organs, like Urban Legend.
But what is he doing with their organs?
Like, he's selling them on the black market.
Oh, okay.
It's like when you wake up in a bathtub and with a bunch of ice and one of your kidneys is missing because they're selling it on the black market for like $200,000 a kidney.
That's never happened to me.
Really? That's just what I call Tuesday. Sorry. Play with the mic. Sam's calling right now. Like, excuse me.
Yes.
Sam's like, oh, dissection?
Let me dissect. So we kind of get three storylines going this episode, and we'll break them all down in detail. We've got Betty at the farm, so we'll start off with that. We've been seeing this going on all season long, and finally at the end of last season, she agrees, just because of the danger of the Black Hood and the Gargoyle King out there, that she's going to stay at the farm, kind of be protected within the walls there.
Yes.
And we get to see her do her first therapy session. So we kind of get to see finally what we've heard from Cheryl, from Kevin, from Fang, from Tony, about like their experience, how they could just get sucked in to whatever Edgar talks to them about, and they get to see a loved one from the past. But for Betty, it turns out to be just the dark version of herself.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I was expecting a black wig and a stripper pole, but I guess one that looks just like her from season one will do. Hmm.
It did feel like, I mean, with all of the different horror movie references, that one, to me, I don't know. I felt like it was, like, creepy, but it felt like it was kind of almost stepping on, like, Jordan Peele territory, where I'm like, I don't know if this is really honoring the source material as much as it was intending to. But I did really, I mean, I liked the scene, and I liked that overall. I mean, it was, like, spooky and creepy, and we're finally getting some psychological aspects thrown back in.
Yeah, and Lily was fantastic.
Yeah.
She was really good. Mm-hmm. Veronica was not.
But these, like, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, go, Elena.
Just the idea of, like, him implanting all of these false memories and, like, seeing, like, the false memory implantation and talking about, like, her having the serial killer genes and all of these things that are emotional manipulations. We're seeing so many layers that are actually reflected in actual cult society and how that's brought in. So I thought that, you know, it was handled pretty well and in a way that's really creepy and
spooky.
I mean, I'm going to just give it that because of Betty's suspicious nature. She's been suspicious of the farm the whole time, that she doesn't buy into it hook, line, and sinker the first time she does that therapy session. It seems like everybody else that's had it with Edgar has come out of it going, oh, this is the best.
Well, because they're all really broken people. Like, that's part of, like, the cult mentality is that you find people that you basically break them down. You do, like, all the tests and all the pre-things that make them psychologically vulnerable. So then when you say, oh, this is the reason why, they go, oh, well, this is a professional who's telling me this, so I should believe it.
But Betty's always known she's crazy AF. Like, she knows it. And
she knows herself well.
And it scares her. And it's something that she has so much other crap going on in her life that she doesn't really have time to deal with that dark side of her. But, you know, a dark side, she comes from a past where her dad just was arrested for killing. I'm sure she has a dark side, but I also think that it was 100% manipulated and not true.
I'm not a part of you.
Do you think she really had the serial killer genes?
No.
No, I think that it was Polly, and I've always thought Polly was crazy. Yeah.
I don't think either of them have the serial killer genes. I think that that was just like a made-up thing that, like, I mean, I know serial killer genes exist, but I'm saying I think that they made it up, like, to say you have this, even though you don't actually have it. Like, it's the same thing when she's like, you pushed me down the stairs, don't you remember? It's like, no, because you're clearly gaslighting and you're saying, like, hey, this happened, remember? And it's like, no, until finally you break down when all these people are telling you this. That...
So, Renge90998 in the chat said, Polly is the true dark sibling. Betty is kind of the lesser evil.
No, that's true. I mean, we do see that Betty decides to go back and do another session with Edgar, and she kind of figures out that she's going to use wax in her ears to kind of mute the sound after Jughead says, oh, maybe it's sound manipulation.
What's wrong with you? You got wax in your ears?
But I also thought it was like, we get the idea just from doing the balling and the wax. Like, okay, I get what she's going to do. But then to see, like, why does she wait till the last possible second to put that wax in her ears? Because she's counting on Edgar to turn away just long enough for her to put the wax in the ears. Put it in before you even go in the room.
Well, because then he could see it.
Yeah.
Is Edgar looking for wax in your ears? I don't think Edgar's looking for
it. I mean, Edgar's a creeper. He's looking you up and down, man. Like, yeah, he's already weird about it.
Which drove me nuts because she was just, like, so dumb. Like, she could have, like, really saved everybody at that farm. But she's just like, no, I'm going to leave my fingerprints everywhere. And I'm just going to, like, get real messy with how I'm breaking everybody out. And we only saved one person.
Yeah.
I know. And, like, not even in a... So stupid. Like,
it's just like, get out of here now.
I'm like, don't sit here and be like, this is my plan. This is what villains do. Evil villains go, okay, but before I do it, let me tell you what my evil plan is.
Yeah.
Just do it, dummy.
Yeah, and, like, plant seeds to slowly get everybody else on board with you, and then eventually, like, you save everybody.
They couldn't do it because they waited until the penultimate episode to even bring in the storyline.
Well, I'm going to be real, you guys. I am totally down for her to leave Kevin and Fangs. Fangs was supposed to die. Fangs... people keep on correcting me. It's
fangs.
It's fangs. So it's
fangs
plural.
With multiple fangs.
Okay, great.
Because he bites. Because
he has two fangs, like baby teeth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Baby
tooth, all right?
I'm so pissed at Kevin, and I'm just annoyed at the whole thing. They, like, assaulted her.
Yeah, and they took her down.
Yeah, but they also had their kidneys ripped out, so they're not really in the
right. Their brain.
This is the part that, like, is crazy to me, is that they, like, are that brainwashed that they're just like, no, we're going to take you down so you can have your kidneys ripped out, too. I'm like, what?
What kind of friend is that? Because think about it. At that point, they're justifying to themselves, okay, no, we were told this part of me, all of the negative, everything that's bad in my life, this is an easy fix, which is what really broken people want, is being channeled to this one organ. That one organ is now diseased. Don't worry. He's going to take it out. So any pain that you feel, that's just a reminder that all of your emotional pain is now gone. Then somebody says, no, he lied to you and he just stole your kidney. What is your immediate thing is going to be, no, defense. Like, that's not true.
Or try to save your friend whose kidney is about to be taken out.
Like, that's Cheryl, what I'm saying. They're not thinking like that because they already had their kidneys ripped out. Like, if it was prior to, yes, but it she's saying, like, yeah. I can't save you.
Yeah, you're a lost cause at this point. Now you can just at least leave the farm with me so you don't lose any more body parts.
And also, I'm like, this weird, like, Betty wearing her heart on her sleeve, literally carrying around a heart, like, showing everybody the heart. Like, I was like,
look at my heart. Well, we see Betty stumble across Evelyn doing dialysis there. And that's how she kind of figures out, oh, wait a second. All those organs that are being harvested are going to be used for you and, I guess, for so many more people after she finds the rest of them. And then she just leaves. And I know, Zach, you're like, what is she doing? Like, Betty at that point should have just left and made a beeline out of the farm.
No, she should have never let Evelyn know that she was on to her.
Well, yeah. True.
Like, don't be like, oh my god, I just figured this out. I'm gonna tell everybody. Like, obviously, like, she's the mastermind
just
behind
all of
it. Just
act like you're an idiot and be like, I'm so sorry that it happened to you, Evelyn. Go find the containers, take pictures of it with the phone that they let you have inexplicably.
Like, can I bring you some Gatorade?
Show all of, like, the things and then go immediately to the FBI and be like, hey, don't worry about this teenager singing and this middle-aged man beating on this child. You need to come check out this other situation that's even more dire because we're cutting up orphans.
Oh, wow.
And taking their
organs.
Orphan organs.
All right, if you're in Betty's shoes, do you leave the farm and go to the police right away?
You cultivate your plan and you gain all of the evidence.
You cultivate it? Yeah.
You put together your grand plan. You start to get other people on board with you and you, like, play them at their own game.
But what do you do about somebody like Tony who's
Because you lose and then you get your organs ripped out. Like, what happened to her? Yeah. She deserves to have her heart ripped out.
I don't understand what happened to Tony because they completely changed her character. The kind of character Tony was would be not someone that would just turn on a dime. So there, I always thought, you know, she's pretending, but they confirmed this episode. I don't think she was pretending.
No.
Well, because then at that point, she was pretending to get Cheryl in, and then it was like, oh, we can only be together if we're both all in. It's the same thing that cults do, is that they'll say you can't talk to your family at all. You have to have complete disconnection. If they're not a part of this cult, like, they don't call it a cult, but if they're not a part of that organization, then you can't have them in your life at all.
And Tony joined with the idea that she's going to be undercover and help pull Cheryl out, but then she got sucked in as well.
Because think about it, she was also hypnotized. It's like, they're saying that basically the gaslighting and the mental abuse that basically goes over in most years for most people in these cult scenarios, they're exacerbating on the show for plot purposes and saying that hypnosis is what's making it happen so quickly.
Okay.
You know how that hypnosis and cult mentality works, Sam. Yeah. Come on.
You don't get hypnotized and talk to your dark self about how you pushed your sibling down the stairs, but not really?
Yeah, and drowned your cat. Don't forget about the cat.
Oh, that one, I had to repress that because I was like, no, that would be way too, that would be way too traumatic.
And to, like,
you
just
would
forget,
remember.
To just forget that.
Well, I would really like to see who everybody sees and, like, what they saw as they were being hypnotized.
And who was, like, dressing up as those people.
Well, the people that it's not that anyone's dressing up, it's that they're seeing them in this weird, that's how they're seeing, like,
and
Jason.
And where did the mushrooms fall into it?
Because they're psychedelics that are also adding into the hypnosis. I mean, it's a chemical that's a chemical change with an actual psychological change. Oh. A pot brownie?
Not a pot brownie, no. Just like a regular brownie.
It's great to watch an episode of This with Zach where just various times throughout the show, like, I really want this.
Oh. Anytime, yeah. They would show it. They were like, ice cream. And I'm like,
I want an apple.
I want an apple.
You said you wanted an apple, and I was like, I'm good. And then they had the ice cream, and I was like, no, I'm on board.
Well, we do see that Betty figures out.
If it was a caramel apple. Oh, wait, caramel was drowned. Sorry.
No worries. Oh. For the most part, how they make people believe they're seeing a loved one from their past. And that's through all the hypnosis that they're doing. They'll just keep that person kind of in the shadows, and you will fill in the blanks and assume it's this long-lost love. In this case, we find out that once Betty kind of blocks the sound out, she finds out it's Polly that's been kind of masquerading as her. So she's like, oh, all right, my own sister is selling me down the river. So, Polly is deep into this cult. Do you think she's had an organ taken? What do you think?
Yeah. I don't know because she just had the baby, so they would probably wait for her to heal, but it's also a logical thing.
Why take out an organ when you can take out a whole baby?
When you can take two babies.
Two babies. Two whole bodies.
That's true.
Those babies are going to grow up and have half their organs. They'll have enough organs between them for one person.
Ay, ay, ay.
So sadly, instead of Betty at least texting Jughead to tell her what's up, like, come save me, things are going bad here, she only talks on the phone and says, oh, I got to take care of this, go fine, do what you're going to do. And then she gets caught. And we're ending the episode with her about to get a procedure done on her.
Yeah. And I mean, honestly, I know the FP isn't the best sheriff in the world, but I want to live under the same roof as the sheriff and as my boyfriend. Like, don't you think that's safer than the freaking farm?
That's what I didn't understand. Like, I was like, okay, but you've already established that the farm is terrifying. They literally chased you out of this building. Why would you go back there to feel
probably
safe?
Because this was her only opportunity to, like, sneak in and, like, do her real investigation.
All right.
I mean, I guess, but I don't know. I'm like, stay the hell away from that farm and don't make your boyfriend dig up a dead body. That takes so long.
You know, but we've got more tacos to get to, but, you know, Zach has been bugging me so much that he really wants to share a special message with all of you folks.
I do. You guys, we love that you make us the ESPN of TV talk, but we want to keep that going. So be sure to hit that subscribe button. It's a red button on YouTube, and it says subscribe. So click that button so that you'll get a notification every time the four of us are live on AfterBuzz TV. And while you're there, why subscribe to one channel? The more the merrier. Subscribe to multiple channels like a cult. Just listen to my voice.
Collect them like organs.
And if you're listening on iTunes right now, then you can leave us a 5-star review. And subscribe to us there, too. And leave a review and say that you love all of us. You love Zach, you love Elena, you love Sam, you love Frank. And Archie, or whoever your favorite Riverdale character is. Just weigh in on the live chat.
We don't care about that as much as
you love us. You can also send us gifts. I'll give you my address later. Or just slide into my DMs. But don't forget to hit subscribe. Don't forget to leave a good review. And until next time, thank you for helping us stay the ESPN of TV Talk.
Whoa. Beautiful. Look at that. That was gorgeous.
So we finally get to see something I think we've been waiting a long time for, and that was to see Hiram and Archie go at it. We've seen them wrestle a little bit before, but this time, really go to town.
And they really worked on their abs for this one. You know what I mean? Like, ooh, a lot of oil.
I love that, like, more than half the show, neither one of them had a shirt on. Like, it was like, we're going to do that scene where you guys are in the sauna.
The sauna meetups.
Naked.
It's like very West Side Story, but they're naked. And in a sauna.
You know, I kind of compare this to like the OC, which I know our dear beloved former captain Ben Bateman.
I love the OC too.
Yes, where he's off venturing
with
doing
Misha Barton.
With Misha Barton, yes. So we had Caleb, her grandfather, and he'd always be up to nefarious things. But we'd see a lot of his manipulation. So
he never had his shirt off, though.
No, he never had a shirt off. But I feel like Hiram is a character that we just only pop in for these slivers of like, oh, I've got something evil going on, but really don't see a lot of the evil masterminding that he does. So I feel like kind of underwhelmed by a lot of the Hiram and stuff. I want to hate him more, but I feel like we don't see him enough
because
to really
Veronica
hate him.
Because Veronica has, like, the whole exposition for all of her plans, and Hiram's just like, things are going to work out because I'm Hiram. And then they do, and you're like, what? But how?
I'm still where we were before Hiram got shot. We were takedown Hiram team. Hiram is dangerous. Hiram is going to ruin all of our lives and kill people. And then he got shot, and all of a sudden things changed. And now it's like, oh, Daddy, no. You took away my bar, my illegal bar. Like, you took away my things. I'm not loving Veronica right now, I have to say.
Compared to a lot of the other reasons that she could have to get Hiram, just saying, oh, you made me believe I owned Pops and Labanui, and I was very, very angry.
At 17, you know?
What I thought the jerk. Car that you gave me was in my name, but it was in your name.
I mean, why does she keep trusting her father?
Like, that's the thing.
It's like, you know he's going to do this to you.
Why
like,
does she keep antagonizing him?
And why put him in jail? Like, at this point, just, like, put a bullet in him and be done with it. Like, you know he's going to break out. You know he's going to turn this around on you. You know you're going to end up in jail at some point, you and your mother.
Well, given that we saw a lot of last season and a lot of this season with him kind of being the power player, moving things around, shooting aside, to see him taken down so quickly in one episode, does that feel satisfying to any of you?
I don't trust it. He will be out soon, just like how Hal escaped without his hand, you know? I mean,
he always comes back and gets, like, I mean, whether it's the hospital or jail or whatever it is, he's going to come back and he's going to be even worse. If anybody can tell you not to poke the bear, it's Archie. Like, come on, man. Mm-hmm. Like, stop provoking Hiram.
See, I was also upset that, like, he survived the bear, but he barely survived Hiram.
He barely survived it?
Oh, it never ends, you know? Never ends.
Well,
I do like that they show his scars, like, every time, though. Just because they're like, our prosthetic students are pretty dope.
You got to, man.
Yeah, they are.
I'm not going to let you forget.
He's sweating. Look how much you oiled them down, and they're staying on. Like, good job.
So we do see Archie and Veronica. They set up a plan to sting Hiram. So they're going to really embrace the illegal gambling and underage drinking of La Bande Nuit, the underground boxing that they're going to do at the El Royale, and then they do a big old sting with the FBI and catch him. So part of that, though, is the boxing match between Hiram and Archie. Who did you think was going to win going into this fight?
I don't know. I don't like boxing. I just don't like it. I'm sorry.
I loved that scene.
Yeah,
that I was like getting into it. I was like, yeah, like I was feeling it. Like I wanted I was rooting for Archie. I was hoping that Archie would actually win and like knock Hiram out in front of everybody, but we didn't get that. And then I was getting really scared when Hiram was like really beating him up, and I was like worried. I was like Molly Ringwald.
BT-dubs. She's just there. The lawyer.
Yeah.
The just mother like lawyer.
The only thing that I didn't understand is it was like, okay, so they, one, have to have another scene where there's a boxing match and somebody's singing jazz because boxing and jazz go hand in hand.
Montages.
When I think of boxing, I think of smooth jazz.
Yeah.
But yeah, she sings her daddy song. And then the FBI comes in and is like, hey, who owns this establishment? You don't own it? Oh, who does? Hiram does? He's in trouble then. And then go to the boxing match. And they're like, Hiram, you're here. It's like, nobody says who owns this. Oh, it's Archie. Also, he's in this. Also, so both of them are arrested now because they both did the same thing.
How does he even own a gym if he's not even 18?
I don't think he owns it. I think Hiram lets him have it. I think it's still much
Hiram also owns
so
it.
So Hiram he does owns own that, it. Too. Yeah. Okay.
He gave it to Archie, but I still think he has the deed to it.
Yeah. No, I was just watching the whole scene. I was feeling the jazz. I was, like, watching the boxing moves, and I was getting very excited and shocked and scared. But, like, Molly Ringwald, I was just, like, having reactions, but my face didn't move.
Well, Grayson Ryan in the chat said, would have preferred Hiram Archie to wrestle with oil, possibly.
Mm, oh, my. That's dirty.
Jello wrestling is next season, and it's with the bear, so
yeah, bear's coming back for his revenge.
It is weird, though, that all those people come to that boxing gym to watch some mid-40s guy beat on a 17-year-old.
An underage. Yeah. He's a child. He's technically a child.
Hey, do you guys want to see this rich dude beat up this poor kid?
And his like, mom was a lawyer?
Yowza. Yeah.
Like, Fred, all right, I mean, I don't know what they're going to do with him, and it makes me, because I caught up, you know, a couple days ago on last week's, and Molly Ringwald came back, and we all know why she came back. It's because Luke Perry died, and so sad. I just kept on thinking, are they going to figure it out before the end of the season, what they're going to do with his character? Like, where did he go?
Nah, they'll figure it out next season. They need that, I think, the summer to kind of break
out
what they want to do
with him.
I think
he's going to die over the break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be nice. You can jump ahead a little bit of time. You can come back just as the funeral's happening or something. Yeah. You can wrap it up
Yeah, that makes the most sense. Probably for everyone to heal kind of too and like deal with it.
It would be a little too fresh, I think, if they try to rush
it. Agreed.
But we've seen Archie, especially when he ran the gauntlet. I mean, he fought, was it like 13 people and of various muscular statures in there. Like he fought that really huge dude and beat him.
With the horns!
Yeah. And beat him. And then he loses to Hiram. I was... I mean, I know it seems real. In reality, a 17-year-old going up against a very athletic, muscular, skilled, mid-40s guy.
Is he skilled?
Well, he was also recently shot and atrophied. Like,
well, look at him. Did he look atrophied to you, though?
No, but I mean, like, he wasn't up to where he was before.
So it's Hiram's life. We don't see him enough.
I guess that's true. That's true.
All you have to do is go for the knees or go for the hips. He's old. They're weak.
But he looked great, Bruce man.
He did look great.
He did.
Looked fantastic.
Just, I mean, especially anytime he's just sitting there in that sauna.
So good that they had to have him shirtless twice.
Yes.
I did like that they're like, hey, KJ, just like take off your shirt and jump around for a while. We're going to just keep intercutting to this. Like, I was like, what is he doing?
Because I just don't, I mean, I don't, part of me was like, it's great to see the boxing match. And it's certainly a long time coming between those two characters. But, you know, for just for Archie's thing, it's still, he doesn't really get the win. Even though Iron says, I beat you. It's like, oh, no, no, I kept you here long enough. I almost, would it have been more satisfying to see Archie knock out Hiram or at least get him on the ropes and then he gets busted?
I think it would be like if the fight is broken up right when it's like, oh, we're evenly matched. Like, it's like, it could be anybody's game right now. Not, hey, we need to go put a stop to this quick before he kills Archie.
And I like how he was, like, ready to punch him, and then Veronica just runs in, and she's like, Daddy, no!
And he immediately, and then, like ends the whole thing.
I was like, he looked like he was seeing red. Like, he's not listening
to anything. He's not going
to
hear the one
and
person.
In the crowd, he's going to hear Veronica.
Daddy does not care about you, Veronica. I'm sorry.
He's
doesn't.
Got Daddy sonar. He hears, Daddy! Yeah. And it's like that pitch that's like, money, my wallet's
I want Andrews.
I want to know how many times they practiced getting that shot of him hitting Hiram hitting Archie in the mouthpiece.
It was
flying
good.
Out, landing right
that
there in the camera.
That was a great shot.
It was. Mm-hmm.
That was digitally enhanced, you guys.
No, I think they just did it. I think they like crushed that. I think it was practical effects.
Practical effects.
I think so. Okay. Come on, Zach. Come on.
I think it was like, practically perfect.
Exactly. It was too practically perfect.
Yeah, it was practical perfect.
Well, our boy Reggie shows up after being gone for the longest time to help Veronica on this thing. Coming fresh off a film that's opening up in a couple weeks, The Son is also a star. So been away filming that. Now he's back in. We get him back in the mix. And we see at the end of the episode that he shows up to Veronica's place to declare his love just before Archie does. And I see that Veronica says, yes, I said that.
Which is
not.
Didn't mean it. Especially when she's like, Archie, stay. And it's like, how awkward is that?
Why would you want him to stay? Like,
let's all, you know, maybe have a few drinks and take our shirts off.
Yeah, that's a real threesome right there.
I mean, I wouldn't hate that.
Me either.
Do you
Archie and Reggie put their differences aside and they're like, all right, we're a throuple.
Anyway.
Everybody thought it was going to be Betty, Veronica, and Archie. And they were like, psycho. We don't care about Betty, she's getting her organs hacked out.
That's right. Do you want to see Veronica with Reggie or Archie going into next season?
Endgame.
I want to see Veronica in jail.
Wow.
I want to see her.
I want to see that too. I think that would actually bring some depth to her
character. Shake her up a little bit.
Yeah.
It's like a full Orange is the New Black season, but it's just like Veronica, like tonally changes.
Then she gets out, and then maybe Hiram's dead at that point for some reason. She's like, well, I'm the new Hiram, biatch. And then she's there, orange jumpsuit and all. Who knows with this show? I could write it. We all could.
That's true. I was disappointed that, I mean, Hermione, again, just kind of neutered this episode. Where Hiram says, oh, I'm buying this town. I'm going to be the boss. Clean out your desk.
They were setting her up to be such a strong character, and it's like, just fell flat. Like,
they
Kevin,
just retconned
hate Kevin.
It completely. It bothered me.
So it was I would have liked to see Veronica working with her mom, maybe. That's when they decided to set the team up. But no, it's just Veronica doing her own thing.
They both equally tried to take down Hiram individually. Like, we need a girl power moment where they come together and, like, we're going to take him down together.
Yeah.
And I think they could actually be successful. Like, one's trying to lock him up in jail. The other one's trying to shoot him and kill him and steal his empire. I feel like if we join forces, we could do both.
Lock him in jail and get him shivved.
Yeah.
Boom.
That's a real
lock
party.
Lock him in his own jail and get him shivved by his own prisoners.
The ones that hate him.
Maybe it'll be his daughter.
I'm like, I think I just discovered my dark half.
That's right.
Shadow Elena is like,
fiction Elena.
Rounding out our storylines this episode is everything going on with Jughead trying to figure out who the Gargoyle King is. And that comes with a nice reunion with her old pal Ethel hanging out in that bunker.
I feel like Ethel is the Michael Myers of this episode, where it's like, how are you not dead? Haven't you died so like many times?
Four times already.
You're still here. You just have a different neck. Jeez. All
and
right.
She never learns.
No.
Never learns.
No. I did like that Jelly Bean gives Jughead this really detailed drawn map to find Ricky out in the forest.
In like so 5 minutes, he's like, draw me a map real quick. And she's like, oh, you didn't know that I'm actually a phenomenal artist? And also, my geography skills are on point. If somebody's like, draw me a map of the woods, I'd be like, here's a tree, and here's a, I don't know. It's
here's
the woods.
McDonald's.
Go find it.
Mark my words. I know Jelly Bean is cute and she's young, but she is not trustworthy.
No.
But I still think she'd be trustworthy to judge MFB.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Yeah. I think she thinks they took her mother away.
No,
I don't think so.
That would be an interesting character development if they had her turn on them because she got rid of the mom, she thinks they got rid of the mom. That would be a nice... But then again, I don't have high hopes for where they take these characters.
Yeah, I'm like, Jelly Bean only pops up to, like, give, like, a little annoyed teenager look or just be, like, completely
Here's
kidnapped.
Here's a crumb of information. Yeah.
I think that it would be better served if they wanted to explore her more. They'd have to have more characters her age. Like, if they had any other siblings, younger siblings.
They had this whole, like, Ricky, little Lost Boys.
Lost Boys.
I'm sorry.
They're
I
all younger
like
than
Peter
her, though.
Pan.
Right?
Yeah.
This was very, very Lord of the Flies, but they were also, like, Boy Scouts. So
they
I was like,
babies.
What?
They were babies.
They were in, like, full uniforms, where it was like, what badge is for stabbing?
It reminded me of the all of the dead children in Sabrina.
Mm-hmm.
All the ghosts
Ooh,
in the forest.
Yeah, kind of.
So we see Jughead try to save Ricky, and then Ricky calls out all the Lost Boys, and they chase him with spears. He finds Ethel. Ethel says, oh, okay. It's very easy to eliminate that threat. Like, okay, the Lost Boys stand down. It's all good. Like, oh, all right, this wasn't as dangerous as it seemed to be. But they go to find one young Lost Boy. And we go back to that crappy old bus that they hang out in. And that's when the Black Hood shows up.
The Blair Witch bus that has those weird Blair Witch things, like, just to be
doll.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
They just hang up the Blair the Witch dolls to be like, don't forget, like, we also reference this movie sometimes.
Yeah.
I really don't understand the motivation for the Black Hood showing up there, other than just as a creepy scene. But was he there to kill Jughead? Was he there to kill the
I
young
kid? I think he was
kid?
There was to intimidate. Well, because Ethel's whole thing was she was like, I'm worried that they're gonna that I'm going to get killed because I failed my mission. So I think he was there for Ethel.
But, like, when he just got, like, killed her in the bunker, like...
So this is all, like, we're talking Griffin and Gargoyles and Black Hood. Like, this is all intertwined. It's one thing. Yeah. That's what we're saying.
Now they're teaming up. As last episode, it was established that Gargoyle King and Black Hood, they're bros working together. It's like a... Like,
I Zach and I said this too as we were watching. I don't think that looked like Hal, but given the previews for next week, I guess that was supposed to be Hal, but I didn't think it looked like Hal.
Well, I don't think it looked like Hal when he was originally the Black Hood. Like, the only time it looked like Hal was when he was Hal.
Me too.
Like,
I don't
they
ever...
hire, well, it's obvious that they
what
hire
the
like,
Hal?
Somebody else. Yeah.
Well, I mean, his whole face is covered. It's like also probably a stuntman. He's like doing crazy
totally
stuff.
A
stuntman, it's like. I mean, besides just walking with like,
I just
a hook.
Hate that we brought, like, why couldn't we just kill him?
Well, we see at the end of the episode, Ethel finally reveals after Jughead has saved her, the identity of the Gargoyle King. It says
like,
it's Jason
poor
Blossom.
Betty. She has so many people after her. She has the Gargoyle King that wants to kill her. She has her father that wants to kill her. She has.
And at first,
this
she thought he was on her
chopping
side.
Her up.
Move
like,
to Canada. Just move to Canada.
And then her dad shows up and is like, I don't feel bad about your organs, stump hand. He's like, I cut off my own hand. We're both missing body parts. Like father, like daughter.
Yeah.
If it turns out that it is Jason Blossom, what would be the connection between him and Hal that Hal would say, like, yep, I want to team up with you and
He's
do stuff?
He's a zombie.
No, see, that's where I'm just, I don't think the dots will connect. The supernatural aspect of it that I wanted to happen would have just kind of supernaturally connected dots that aren't possible to be connected. But I don't think that's what's going to happen.
We
it's
saw
just
his
they're
dead
not going to connect. We've seen it several times, I think.
Maybe somehow he's I don't know. The Jason
thing. We saw
thing
him
is weird.
Get killed. We saw the video of him getting killed.
It's somebody else, obviously. But
I know who it is.
Wait, but was it Hal the one that killed who?
Chick. It's Chick. It's Chick.
I think it's Chick. I think it's Chick. Yep. I thought it was Chick for the past 2 weeks.
And I did see someone said they thought they saw him with red hair at an airport recently. the actor. So.
And somebody
on Twitter... actual chick, look out.
Actual chick. Somebody online said that they remember at the beginning of the series that they buried an empty casket.
Yeah.
So that's probably why Jughead didn't find a body in the casket when he dug it up tonight.
Yeah, but I mean, they did do an autopsy and everything.
That's what I thought. Yeah, it was like had the whole thing because they were talking to Cheryl about how he's definitely dead.
Well, was it that weird, creepy guy that does his voice ridiculously? Yeah. Like, I don't trust him. How are we supposed to trust his autopsy?
He takes money from Betty to give her answers.
Yeah. I want to know what his real voice is because in both Riverdale and Sabrina, he has that same creepy voice. Like,
maybe
both
that's
characters.
His real voice.
I don't think it is because, like, both characters are like, be creepy as possible.
Just imagine, like, you're the barista at Starbucks, and he comes up, and he's like, I want to order a macchiato.
Well, and I just want to say, even though it's not going to make sense for Jason to be back or Chick to be back, any of it, I like bringing us back old storylines that we were interested in.
Maybe Hell never killed Chick. I think they're all working together. And Hell never killed Chick, and Chick is in on this, and that's how the Gargoyle King is worked in, and somehow they're connected to Edgar Ever and Ever, and Evelyn is a zombie.
I mean, there's only one episode left, so they have to figure it out in 45 minutes.
Yeah.
I've seen a rumor online as a possible story saying that Jason had a twin, but it was really a male twin.
A triplet.
And Cheryl was kind of like her mom that was adopted into the family to be a wife. And maybe that's the real story. And then,
because they talked about how they were like creepy close.
And in love, yeah.
And so maybe Jason falling in love with Polly kind of throws off that whole plan and whatever happens. But the real twin of Jason is still out there. So it could be, but who knows if that's
the
even
evil
true.
Twin.
So then where's Jason's real body?
There's a lot of twins on this show.
Maybe he took it away just to add more credence
to
the story.
But maybe he's wearing his skin. With it? What did we do with Jason? Like, obviously, we did an autopsy. We never buried him, but, like, where did he go?
I think he went in the river where Cheryl broke the ice. Was it the river or whatever it was?
She saw him in there.
Yeah, that's probably where he is.
Like, floating all creepy. Yeah.
Yeah.
so many thoughts. But before we wrap up, we got to do a quick round of class president, class clown.
Oh, yeah.
Zach, kick us off, buddy.
Oh, man, you always start with me.
I know, because you always give the best answers.
I know. I am going to say class clown is going to go to Archie.
Why? He tried.
But I feel for him because he wanted to finally tell Veronica that he loved her, but he was too late. And Reggie won. And Reggie has a big movie out right now, so Reggie's winning in all aspects of life. So Reggie will be my class president.
Oh, damn.
Oh, all right.
Nicely done.
My class clown, I think, is a tie between Betty, I don't know how to get the hell away from the farm.
Yeah.
And also Veronica. Betty and Veronica, both. Veronica, I'm like, stop antagonizing your dad. Leave well enough alone. If you're making money off of this, who cares if he owns it or not? If you get in trouble, he is the down, like, he'll take the fall.
Yeah.
Don't set it up, idiot.
She has nothing.
Yeah, done. And also, if all of his assets are gone, that's your inheritance, idiot.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Dumb. Okay, I agree. My class clown is Hiram because he beat up a child in public and is now in jail. So that's him. As far as my class president, it's really hard. It's really hard to think of a class president because everyone this episode
Tony
was just
got out.
No, okay, it's not him. Okay, my class president will be, I suppose,
Jason Blossom. He came back to life.
Jason Blossom, you're right.
Real quick, I guess I will do, I'm going to do Hiram as my class president, man. Because that guy was just jacked and shirtless and oily.
Okay.
That's great. And class clown, I'm going to do Mary. Because she just watched her 17-year-old kid get beat up by an adult man.
That's what
and just sat there.
And then just and yelled Archie, like, way late.
Archie.
real quick, some hot news and gossip here.
Yeah.
AfterBuzz TV News.
The Katie Keene pilot been picked up by the CW, so that's going to be coming out next season, which means that Ashley Murray will be exiting Riverdale as a series regular.
Finally.
Since the show Katie Keene does take place 5 years in the future, that doesn't rule out Josie coming back in for an occasional guest appearance.
I hope not.
But certainly that'll be permitting her schedule on Katie Keene.
Yes.
But the other hot news, Elena, take it away.
At gas. So, the Met Gala was this week, and the cast of Riverdale was there looking fantastic. Madeline Peach right here. I love this dress with, like, it looks like kind of like a jellyfish. but the theme was camp. And so then this was Lily Reinhart with Cole Sprouse
so
together.
So she's dressed like
next.
A tent. I get it.
Huh?
I said, so she's dressed like a tent.
I think it was supposed to be camp. It's camp, like, as in campy.
I know.
But I get it. And then the next one is Lily. Never mind. That one is Camila Mendez. Stop saying that. And Charles Melton. And then also Lily was
Reinhart
with Cole Sprouse. He's looking very floral.
It was disgusting. I did not like this outfit.
I didn't like Cole Sprouse's outfit at all.
I think they look adorable.
She looks fine for the theme.
It looks super cute, but at the same time, they knew they were going to be standing together, so I would have liked it if they had gotten something a little more matchy. Yeah. But I will say, because Madeline killed it, we've got two more shots of her, because boom, look at that dress. Yes. And then a little side boob action. Oh, gorgeous. Yeah.
I love it. All those Biore promotions are just really paying off right
now. Look at that. Yes.
Well, really quickly, guys. So it was last week I interviewed KJ Apa at the last summer premiere, which was the Netflix show. And we chatted a little bit about the movie. It's super cute. You guys should check it out. But he said, I asked him, I said, do you like season one of Riverdale, where you were, where you're at now with this potentially weird supernatural stuff? And he said, I just really want it to go back to the way it was in the first season. And I hope that we do find our way back. So
that's Miss Grundy.
Oh, he wants Miss Grundy back. Yeah.
Well, I mean, like you were saying, it's like we've kind of gone back to the first season with a lot of these elements kind of leading into the season finale. So it feels like a great, let's close it off. We can reset. We can
say
go
it was
back
a bad dream.
One. Yeah. It'd be nice.
Yeah.
They really got to
just show Archie playing the violin one more time. Just sad violin fades to black.
Ladies and gentlemen, our time is wrapping up here. I mean, we have many predictions. You know, follow us online. We'll tell you what our predictions are. Season finale is next week.
Finally.
Baby! But ladies and gentlemen, thanks for watching us here on the Riverdale After Show. Like us on Facebook, give us those 5 stars on iTunes, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Thank you everybody for hopping in the chat. And if you're watching after we stream online, feel free to comment down below. But if you want to stay in touch with any of us after the show's over, Zach, where can they find you?
You can find me at Just Plain Zach all over the internet.
You can find me harvesting a bunch of organs on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
Tweet at me at Elena Jordan and on Instagram at Elena J. Jordan if you want to donate me your kidney
or a bracelet. You guys can find me.
Also, yes, whoever sent me this bracelet, let me know who you are because it didn't have a name or anything on it. So thank you for my Riverdale bracelet. But let me know who you are. And also, if anybody wants to send us anything, the preferred address is always AfterBuzz TV Studios.
Because I think what in there was just a card that said left kidney, right kidney, check a box.
Yes. Yeah,
perfect.
Just like, and then just some ice.
Well, you know, some ice. We're all really jealous of the bracelet. So don't find our address, but send it to AfterBuzz TV. We would love some charm bracelets. You can find me, Sam Davidson, at SamD43 on Twitter and Instagram.
Follow me on the Twittergrams at HappyGoJackie. Folks, we'll see you back here next Wednesday night for the season finale of Riverdale. Join us right here on AfterBuzz TV.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.